Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
She just trying to cha-cha, back to my spot. Twist that la-la, rude boy, cha-cha. We got problem, dance and make them do the cha-cha. Move your body, cha-cha, got them doing the cha-cha. Don't wanna hurt nobody, we just staying in bala. Dancing like bachata. All that talk just cha-cha, save me a favor, don't bother. If it ain't the money talking, keep that shade off in a cup on it. All she needs are home flowers, don't need a bubble on it. She hard working, pack on global, forgot the luck. First time twisting the minute pull. Plan rah-rah, been chasing a bird, it disappeared, that's cha-cha. My color cha-cha, blocker, blocker, if that man's in trouble. Keep it real, got no stunt double, only shovel with numbers. And my wife, out in public, sit together, bread and butter. Hold them close when we go cuddle, making moves, don't dance with suckers. Me and Noodle just like a pasta, bring a drama all to me, casa. Breaking bread for all my partners, see casa, su, and su casa. Grab some wine and do the cha-cha, grab some wine and do the cha-cha. Just caught a body doing the cha-cha, got her dancing like it's cha-cha. Make you go and do the cha-cha, spin a bar like helicopter. Machacha, machacha. Yeah, yeah, machacha, cha-cha. Just caught a body doing a cha-cha, got her dancing like it's cha-cha. Make you go and do the cha-cha, spin a bar like helicopter. Machacha, machacha. Yeah, yeah, machacha, cha-cha.
Arriba, arriba. Arriba.
It takes two to tango, jumpin' Kango, talk on Django. She come single, lead with heroes, spin your pencils, lead with Zero. Did you catch my lingo? I'm in top spot with some cholos, we stay coolin' like the Frio. Runnin' game, don't get no kudos. Cha-cha diamonds keep me cooler, yeah, yeah, beggars can't be choosers. Countin' measures like a ruler. Caught a body, cha-cha, dancin' like it's cha-cha. Go and do the cha-cha, fly like helicopter. Machacha, machacha. Yeah, yeah, cha-cha, cha-cha.
Yeah, it's your boy Kurt NT with my co-host
Nacy
in the motherfucking house. The number is 914-205-5654. Tonight, we talking about conspiracy theories. Now, I know a lot of people got conspiracy. A lot of people believe that it's a lot of crazy things going on in the world. And we about to get down to the bottom of it. Or at least try to. What you think, Nacy? Yeah, what you think?
Some of them you can prove them. Some of them you know, maybe complicated and hard to prove.
I mean, I got a list, right? So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I got a list, right? So I made up like 10, 15 different things, right, that I've been thinking in my mind, like, what are things that we believe that we really don't know if really came true, but they really came true, though. So I looked up some things, right? So I'm going to just leave this one on you. Bohemian Grove. We're going to talk about Bohemian Grove tonight. Yeah. It's some deep shit, and it's real. It really is real. Thinking?
Say that again. Really, I can't hear you.
Bohemian Grove.
The what?
The Bohemian Grove. You ain't never heard of Bohemian Grove?
Nope.
The place where all the presidents and all the people that's in power go in California?
Nope.
You've never heard of the Bohemian Grove? All right. So that's one of the things that we're talking about tonight. But before we get to that, though, right, for all the artists that want to get their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, right, make sure that you send your music to bhindthescen@gmail.com. Also, make sure that you send it in MP3 formatted track only. We don't take nothing else. No links, no SoundCloud, nothing else. Just MP3. That's it. And also, make sure that you send all of your social media information. We need that. We got to be able to look you up on YouTube and all, all that. Send that. We want to look at it. We want to check it out. All right? Next track that we're going to get to is Prince Hill. Prince Hill. Bel-Air Poppy. On Behind the Scenes Radio, numbers 914-205-5664. Let's go.
Yeah. Every single youngin' I was flexin'. In a Benji, hey. In the booth I got a twin with hey. Me. Finesse your girl with that belly poppy, but this right here the Prince Hill in me. Got a bad, she a Jersey girl, but she gon' feel like it's Sin City. I'm the old Drake and Lil Wayne, Kanye, future Biggie with a little 50. Shawty sweat me, she all over me, but I don't wanna like Professor Ogilvy. I'm a big and I hit it better. She gon' feel it all up in her ovaries. Call me Nick Cannon, keep the drums with me. All my down to get the funds with me. I'm the type that hit it in the bathtub, so she know I got the rev run in me. I'm the one, I am the two, I am the three to the four and the five. The letter I is not included in the team, but you cannot spell one unless you use it now. My diamond turn the nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at them too long, you might lose it now. My diamond turn the nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at them too long, you might lose it now. Fly nigga in a Benji.
Swag it,
Ever since a youngin, I was flexing. Fly nigga in a Benji. Fly nigga in a Benji. In a Benji.
Every sense of youngin' I was flexin'.
Anything you hear me say is for real. Anything I get on, got killed. Supporters, they wanna see me get a deal. They see I'm grindin' and one day I will. Driving the whip with no hands on the wheel. Many niggas be watching, they hate on my grill. Whenever I walk, my hand on the steel. Cause you went where I'm from and it can get real. No, I'm a dresser, I'm never lacking. Cause I got that heat, it don't get out of pocket. You the type nigga that be in the club when that money come out, it's a hole in your wallet. I'm about to make it, I told you I called it. Don't need a Spalding to say that I'm ballin'. Bitches, they love it when I'm in the gardens. They see me like, oh yeah, that's what you're niggas thought I wouldn't do it again. Rapping forever since I was like 10. Talking that real, I was doing it. Did it in a minute. My verses don't cost you a bit. Running my city, I'm starting to label your music a libel. You telling the fable. I used to trap out that Mercury Sable. I got to plug my connection like cable. Let's get it.
Whoa. Swag it, swag it, death. Every since a youngin, I was flexing.
In a Benji.
Swag it, swag it, damn. Youngin, every sense of youngin, swag I was flexin'.
Fly me in a Benji. Fly me in a Benji.
Every sense of youngin, I was flexin'. I was swaggin' at my slushy suit.
Fly me in a Benji.
Every sense of youngin, I was flexin'. Since a youngin, I was flexin'.
Every sense of youngin, I was flexin'.
show like a player would. I'm from a player hood, she had to hear players speak. Looking at my shoes, never seen this pair of sneaks. They should've put you on the front of a Rolls Royce. Dressed like an attorney, but she talk with a hoe's voice. I told her, hit me later, headed in my office building. I got some business to handle, locked in my digits. She walked off switching, staring at my midgets. On the vehicle, looking like it don't exist. I'm double parked, yeah, looking like I want a tick. Walking in the skyscraper, looking like I'm on a tick. I'm on the elevator, running to another thing. Piece of chocolate before the elevator hit. Her number, I was all up on her. Spitting gizzle on the gizzle while she pinched in the corner.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing? Where you going? Slow it down, little mama. Lock me in. Lock me in, yeah. I don't know if anyone has ever said this. Said I'm digging what I'm seeing in my presence.
Doing, had to hit her with the Wendy Williams. I'm in a child like it's cold in the Windy City. Wanna go to a Bulls game, get us some flow seats. Go out to dinner with Michael Jordan. Grab a room right next to Wrigley's. You can tell that she was blessed to meet the underground Biggie. I'm on my Biggie Smalls pockets with block shit. I'm the avocado, I make guac shit. Bentley Maserati, Lambo Ferrari. She didn't know what the fuck to call the blind sauce. All she knew is that it felt like wings. And it fucked her eyes up when she looked at the rings. BBS ones playing with her eye sockets. Wild battleship smoking in my Land Rocket. Get she cold and my beat look blunt. Can't hear what she's saying cause my beat is up.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing? Where you going? Slow it down, little mama. Lock me in. Lock me in, yeah. I don't know if anyone has ever said this. Said I'm digging what I'm seeing in my presence.
Outlaw, dude, clicking a dude.
Stagger, when you with the nut house, we gon' have ya.
Taking everything up in the book from next to that book. you're looking to get tough.
Abracadabra, 151 and coke is Viagra.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Gotta rid of love from having the best shook.
Look, I'm hella fed up with all the silly rumors, dawg.
Second day we got dropped from J-Cole. That never ever would happen, I mean, what do they know?
We kept our head up, now money's coming to us all.
We're kicking it with strange, wallowing in fame, giving the game only when I say so.
So crack some bub with me, demons get some love with me.
Tell me what you gotta do to get, what you gotta get, I gotta get it all. Check a Nina from the road.
Get on some shrub with me, two cases of bud with me.
What you gonna do to get the women on crunk? I'ma hit them with the funk, got them all like shrub.
Oh. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hot. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Yo, one, and then comes the two to the three, and
that was the anthem, now this the anthem, hella rocking the planet again, you can't stand it again.
Hun, they've been coming through to see me, man.
Then I depend some and I bust it random, in a bit I'ma land them, dog, women, I rem it again.
Raise, I love to get high and get paid.
Why you don't wanna fuck them with another hit up out of a biz, baby, you don't wanna miss a hit.
Babe, they love to come by and get laid.
Why I'm in the pinnacle when I rip it, I'ma kill them in this, to the haters, I gotta send them again.
Bump this in your right or in the club.
Giving everybody what they need to give it all, so they give it all back to me.
Haters, don't you hide, just show some love.
Dig it, dig it, I'm a rep to be, and never ever let the sea get the best of me.
So many kids put this on their daddy's mind.
Never will I put them out there like that, feeling that I did, checking in and take it right back.
Telling him their mommy's boyfriend is tag nine.
Oh no, girl, your baby's at the door. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hot. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop, or I'm gonna shout, Papa. Mama, open this door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Niggas want something for nothing.
Yeah.
Bitches want everything just cause I fuck it. Woo? I don't know why y'all got your hands out.
Hey, these nigga act like an also. Hey, these bitches act like an also. Hey, these nigga act like an also. Hey, keep it 100, I owe you that.
Cool.
Bitch, this shit here from the ground up. Straight side. Fuck niggas stay from around us. Get back. Started to let the whole town flip.
What?
And I promise you none of these clowns tough. I keep that pistol right next to my pelvis. Sister shit, I've been rebellious. Hanging with hustlers and felons. I bought the outer to make my ex jealous. I know your bitch in the head is a bomb. I hit a lick just to pay my debon. Can't no nigga say that they put me on. Can't no nigga say that they put me on. Word to my mom. Yeah. These niggas act like an arm song. Hey. These niggas act like an arm song. These niggas act like an arm song. These niggas act like an awesome. Probably just mad cause your home fuckin'. Pink in my cup ain't a rubber tuck. Whenever it's war, boy, you know I'm bustin'. Do the same, you got your homie fuckin'. I don't do favors for haters, we'll open the door for a hoe. I know what it feel like to sleep on the floor. I know what it be like to walk in the store and tell them I need everything in the drawer. Flashbacks to my past life. Thank God I got my cash right. My face pretty and that ass nice. She said I could get it for half price. I looked at her and I laughed twice. Nah, boy, straight on that slice. He told her no, now she mad hype. Just like you went for a sad night. These bitches act like an awesome. Hey, hey, these bitches act like an awesome. Hey, these bitches act like an awesome. Hey, these bitches act like an awesome. Where was you when my pockets was empty? Start making money, your partners gon' end it. I'm the type to take a guy as the winner. Fuck up for free, then I duck up for weeks. You know I come from the street. Ain't got no love for a freak. See me out and start sucking your teeth. Shawty, you never did nothing for me. These nigga act like an arm song. Hey, these bitches act like an arm song. Hey, these nigga act like an arm song. Hey, keep it 100, I owe you that. Hey. These nigga act like an arm song. Hey, these bitches act like an arm song. Hey, these nigga act like an arm song. Hey, keep it 100, I owe you that.
Cool.
Yeah. Number's 914-205-5664. This is Behind the Scenes Radio, and I am your host, Curtis ENT, with my co-host, where she at? Is she over there? Where she at?
Nacy.
She in the motherfucking building. Tonight, we talking about conspiracy theories, and I mean, I got a list over here, but the first one that I said you didn't know nothing about it. Bohemian Grove, no one knows about, but people have to know about Bohemian Grove. I know I'm not the only one that doesn't know about Bohemian Grove, yo. So Bohemian Grove is a place that all of the rich people go, and important people like the presidents and shit, Nixon, fucking all these people, they went there, and they came up with certain, they made fucking wars and fucking, yeah, and these people sit at this table and they worship the devil and shit. As a matter of fact, one of the dudes that got banned from fucking TV went in this motherfucker and had a camera and shit and videotaped some of the shit. And that shit really is true. I can't think of his name right now. He used to be a show host. I think he got banned off of TV. I don't know what the hell happened to him, as a matter of fact. I think, did he get banned off of TV? I know he didn't die. I don't know
who you're talking about.
I can't think of the name of the guy. But anyway, Bohemian Grove, you never heard of Bohemian Grove, Macy?
Nope.
So what's one of your, like what's
9/11?
One of your, man, that's 9/11. A good one. That's a real good one. I mean, it's, okay, so I kind of looked into that, too. They say that it would be possible for the building to come down because of the weight of the airplane. This is one thing that I was looking at. But I just truly don't believe. I remember watching it. Where were you at when 9/11 happened?
I didn't see it happen. I was attending a meeting from one of my kids. So I didn't see it happen. I just got a phone call from my mom saying I had to go pick my oldest up from school because the school was getting out early.
Yeah, I remember waking up and watching it with my homeboy. Yeah, and his mom, when she woke us up, was like the Twin Towers. And,
Hit another one. How about COVID-19?
That's recent that the government didn't or loves you. The government loves you. That's bullshit. We all
part of it is they were just trying to get rid of old people. So they were the first ones who were supposed to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Like, and two of them died in a nursing home, whether from being sheltered in there and not having anybody come visit them, so they got depressed and died, or just from getting the shot.
I believe that. That's the reason why my grandfather's not alive right now.
I also think, you know, and some people think part of it was, you know, everybody gets the vaccine, so they should be kicking me. It was like mandated, like, oh, there's a worldwide epidemic, so everybody has to get this one vaccine through these three different companies. It's all supposed to be a vaccine, but worldwide supposed to get them. You know, people are thinking, you know, that's the chip. They finally found a way for everybody to get the chip.
Well, they didn't get me chipped.
They didn't get me either. And I had it.
Explain the sympathy, or not sympathy, but explain how you felt. Let people know how it felt, like how the government fucked up. Even the government released the COVID-19, and then they came up with a vaccine that still fucked you up.
Right away.
It could have killed
you.
Right away. So explain how it is the airborne version.
about like, well, you know, a couple times I almost did die. A few times I had to go to the hospital. And when you went to the hospital, they literally were like, we think you should stay. Do you feel okay to go home? Yeah, send me home. I'm not about to die in here with y'all sit up here and I don't have nobody, no family members. What's wrong with you? I'm able to do anything to me. Make it worse.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm going to be struggling to breathe in here, and I'm going to be struggling to breathe home. Only different thing, I'm struggling to breathe in here, and you're going to try to incubate me or something. No, I'm good. Let me take my ass home. I'd rather be isolated from my family and still hear their voice and know their presence is right there instead of, you know, y'all just coming doing whatever. Because what I hear, they're a burning body once they die. They weren't having funerals. They were supposed to be burning the body. That's what they said in the very beginning. They weren't having funerals for anybody. So I'm like, no, man, y'all probably wouldn't even tell my family I'm dead. Y'all just burn me. No, I'm good. Let me go home. But I mean, they weren't joking with it. You know, when you get sick from it, you really, really, really get sick from it. And the thing about it is there was nothing they could do to help you because it was all symptoms. And you can't cure symptoms. You can't breathe. What, they're going to incubate you? Now they're supposed to have this pill. What's the pill supposed to do? You can't breathe. Really, you know, at me, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't eat anything. I had literally, and they're telling you have to keep fluids in your body. Okay, I'm keeping fluids in my body because I'm taking a 32-ounce of Gatorade, and I'm only sipping on it. So there was no way for me to actually keep fluids in me because I couldn't, just the fact, any little thing hitting my stomach, it hurt. It hurt where I was tilted over in my bed, balled up in a ball. And then, I don't know what it is, but at nighttime, it made it worse. Nighttime was worse. So, I mean, the illness itself wasn't a joke, but how it came about and everything, it just seems sketchy. Hello? Kurt.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. What happened?
I don't know. Anyway, it's crazy.
I couldn't hear you for a second.
No, it's crazy that the world did that to millions of people. I mean, to more than just, I mean, Bill Gates. I mean, it's so much going on that I couldn't even make a list of. What about Kennedy getting shot?
And, you can tie that all together with Kennedy and Malcolm and Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
All three had different, you know, aspects of it. You know, Kennedy, they're saying there were three shooters and there was one shooter and Martin Luther King, you know, it seemed like his own people set him up. So you see people step to the side, and then you hear, you know, stories down the line later on in the years where, you know, oh, well, yeah, you know, we set him up or however he said it. And then with Malcolm, they don't know whether or not the, quote-unquote, the government did it or his people did it. They don't know.
No, they with Malcolm.
I think they all linked and tied together.
Well, Malcolm, the government did that with Malcolm because the government came in there and I think the family sued them, the government, and they want some money. They don't talk about it. And then also with with Malcolm, the family sued because the nurse, when before she died, one of the nurses that was inside of the place and inside of the hospital said that he didn't die from the shot. He actually died because they smothered him to death.
You talking about Martin?
Huh?
You talking about Martin?
Yeah.
You said Malcolm.
They smothered Malcolm. They actually the CIA,
CIA, or one of them, a couple weeks before they were at the mosque, they went in and drilled out holes in the ceiling and put enough space for snipers or whatever, yeah, or guns or whatever, yeah, for snipers. And the guys that thought that they had, the guys from the mosque or from the guys that were Islam, or they were, what is it called that I'm trying to, Muslims?
Muslims. Yeah,
when
you say Muslim,
I said Islam. Muslims.
Huh?
The guys that were Muslim, the guys that were Muslims that were supposed to be killing him thought that they had bullets in the guns, and they didn't even have bullets in the guns.
Yeah.
They came out when his family sued the government or sued whoever. I know it came out. It came out for Malcolm and for Martin, but they didn't talk about the one with Martin a lot in the news or anything. Also, what about COINTELPRO? You know what COINTELPRO is?
What about what?
COINTELPRO.
What?
COINTELPRO.
I don't know what that is.
You ain't never heard of COINTELPRO? So COINTELPRO basically was like where the government messed with, they put fucking drugs in the fucking, in the communities in the 90s, in the 80s, in the 90s. They were the ones that put the drugs, and they were the ones that basically like... drugs in the neighborhood. They infiltrated fucking the Black Panthers. I think they had something to do with the Black Panthers, I believe. No, I don't think I'm tripping. I don't know. Yeah, I ain't tripping. What about John Lennon? Legend. John Lennon, my fault.
What the what?
You know who John Lennon is?
Yeah.
So you know that the government, what is it called?
Well, I never heard about this one. So what about this one?
The John Lennon, the government tapped his fucking phone and shit, and they had him killed.
Why?
Because he was trying to, what was it?
I know he was against the war.
Yeah, he was against the war. And it was something else. I can't remember. What was it? I don't know. I can't remember right now. But I know John Lennon, they had a lot to do with conspiracy theories. Did you hear about the fake Gulf War testimony from the little girl? That's how the Gulf War got started. That's how they got the people to go along with having the war with this little girl. And I think she did some type of speech in front of the UN, I believe it was, or something like that.
Another one is it's right there, it's in my tongue. The moon landing.
Oh yeah, for sure. The moon landing. I'm gonna talk about that too. They've never been to the moon, and that is true. They really haven't. That's a fact.
There's a picture where they landed, but there's, you know, the flag is blowing in the wind. What wind?
Right. If it's no oxygen, there's no gravity. How is that possible? Or what about
this? And then one of them said they never went.
Yeah, the man, the first man to step on the moon. What was his name?
I can't remember right here, but he said they didn't go.
Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin. They said he said they didn't go.
He said he said he didn't go himself. A kid.
Yeah, he said they didn't go.
It's impossible. You can't go. There's a video of a spaceship or something like that. I think it was what's the dude that came up with the car? Tesla. He shot his thing up in the sky, and you can see the video of it where it's scraping the fucking the dome that's over us. It was scraping. You can see that it was scraping. Like it couldn't. That's why when a spaceship goes up, it doesn't just go straight up. It goes to the side. That's where they get the whole thing about the women. They gotta, like, it's just gotta go apart. It's gotta be a part of, you know, they gotta get black people part of just to keep us involved in every, like, anyway.
Huh?
Huh?
Say that again.
You can't hear?
I didn't hear what you just said.
I said, you know that the spaceship, when it goes up, it doesn't go straight up. It goes to the side, and it scrapes. I can't think of what it's called right now, the dome, or whatever you want to call it. But that's a word for it, dome. It scrapes it. So where you can't get out. But they also said that it was a black woman that made it to where the spaceship could be able to go up into space. Remember, they made the movie about it. And they gotta add us to all, you know, they gotta keep us in all alive, because even when it comes to slavery, I believe that is all not true the way that it says that it is. Some, it may be some truth to it, but I don't believe that is really all like that. At least not what they teach us in school. At least not what they teach us in school.
$4.99.
Also, for sure, the Tuskegee experiment. If you don't know what the Tuskegee experiment is, then something is wrong. Because the Tuskegee experiment is basically like COVID-19. The Tuskegee experiment.
It is, but it's not like COVID-19. That's not actually a conspiracy. That was proven that they actually did it.
Yeah, but at one point in time, it was a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, it started out. But it wasn't even a conspiracy. It was secretive. So nobody knew about it, but then the whistle got blown and everybody found out. So it really wasn't a conspiracy.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. What about first woman president? You ever heard about that?
Uh-huh.
You know, we always talk about, like, oh, we want a first woman president. But what if I can tell you that it's already been done? I think it was Roosevelt. At one point in time, he had got sick. And his wife basically, yeah. So it's already been.
There was, but it wasn't official, so she really wasn't president by title.
And when on her deathbed, she said that she did. You ever heard of Scientology taking over the government?
Oh, yeah. They were in cahoots with the government.
Huh?
They were in cahoots with the government.
No, they actually took over the government like 6 times. During the history of the United States of America the United States of America, they took over 6 times
Scientology. I wonder if they're really in control right now. We don't know. We don't really know what the fuck going on. Ooh, what about this? You ever heard of the gay bomb?
What?
The gay bomb?
I heard something like that.
Yeah, like they really came out with a gay bomb, and they really did drop it on the fucking military, on their own people. They also were supposed to be trying to come out with a gaydar, like a radar, like a metal detector, not a hand wand, you know, a metal wand, one that the security guards make use. Security guards use. They really came out with one that can tell if you're gay or not. What about Roswell? What you know about Roswell?
Oh, yeah, I know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did happen. Something really did drop. They're trying to say that it was a military balloon or something like that. But I don't believe that. I think it was more than just a military balloon. What about tobacco being good for you? You ever heard about that one?
Say that again.
Tobacco being good for you.
No, I never heard tobacco being good for you.
Back in the day.
I never heard that.
Not being good for you, but tobacco not being good. Like, oh, no, it's
tobacco
not.
Tobacco not being good for you.
Yeah, like.
I didn't hear that until like the 90s.
Well, tobacco really is bad. And they've been knowing that tobacco was addictive. They've been knowing since when they made it, they knew that it was. Because the way that they got to make it, the fluids, that the stuff that they got to put on the tobacco makes it addictive. Not the tobacco itself, but the ingredients or the sprays or whatever that they put on the tobacco is what makes it addictive. They actually banned tobacco, and then back in the day they banned tobacco, didn't they?
No.
Back in the, you sure?
No. Yep.
Like in the 20s.
I don't know. I'm sure because my family was still smoking it, so I don't know nothing about them banning nothing.
Like in the 20s, like in New York, well, you couldn't sell them. You couldn't be an entrepreneur.
I don't know
nothing
about it. Well,
them.
I wasn't in New York, so if New York banned them. My family wasn't in, I had family members there, but my grandmother, my father, and my mother were still smoking here in Pennsylvania.
Like 1920s?
Oh, well,
I don't know
about them being nothing back then.
What about I heard about this, the White Sox fixed games.
The what?
Like in the White Sox. Back in the day, the White Sox was a pretty good team. But I'm talking about back in the 1920s and the 18, when baseball so-called was supposed to start. Well, the 1920s. It have to be the 1920s and 1930s. The FBI not being bad. Or a part of America, American. It's an American.
The what?
Government, the FBI. Most people don't know that the FBI is not a part of the government. It has nothing to do with the government.
But really? Is that why we're saying we're there for a spy on JFK and get all kinds of dirt on him and everybody else?
Yeah. Because they're not even a part of the government.
Is it Uber?
What'd you say?
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover. Yeah, he was a big part of the team.
Watergate. You know anything about Watergate?
Huh?
You know anything about Watergate?
Yeah. That was Nixon.
And what was the main thing about it? Do you know? Do you remember? Do you even? Well, no, that would have been way before you, too.
I didn't know Watergate was a conspiracy, though.
It was a conspiracy.
I didn't know Watergate was a conspiracy, though.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy.
Huh?
What about, what about the Mandela effect? The Mandela effect. That's a conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't think that's so much of a conspiracy as though two different planes.
But that's still a conspiracy, though. We don't know for sure if we're on two different planes.
Two different planes really wouldn't be a conspiracy.
We don't know, though.
I said
even the whole thing of different planes. We don't know for sure, though, because we're not there in that plane. We don't know for sure. It's just a thought that we believe that someone put in our head, but we don't know for sure. All we know is that we go to sleep. All we know is that we go to sleep. But we don't know what happens when we go to sleep, though. I mean, we do know that our bodies, like, we have dreams, but we don't really, we don't know if it's a different plane or a different time zone. I mean, not time zone, but another other dimension. We don't know for sure, but we believe it. Or not, but some people don't believe it. Some people do believe it. We don't know about none. Maybe everything that we know of happened in different planes. Because we weren't there for sure. So we don't know. We've seen it on TV. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
It was televised on television. Television. So we don't really know for sure. I've never been to the place where they make commercials and stuff. Or movies and stuff. Now, other people have been there, and they said that they've been to these places, but me, myself, and I haven't been there. So I don't really know what is true and what isn't true, because I even haven't been to the moon. I don't know what's in the sky. I see it. I can look at the moon, but I don't know how to get there. They say they made a ship that got up there, but I wasn't on that ship. It was on television. So who the hell was the person videotaping the person stepping down on the moon the first time? Because the camera was there. So who put the camera there? That person was the very first person. Not what you call it. Even if everybody doesn't believe that the moonwalk wasn't true, though. So, you know? And that's where any conspiracy, none of us really know. Just like the U.S. used to work with Nazis. And someone would say, oh, that's not real, that's fake. But it really is true. It really did happen. But we don't know for sure. They say it happened, but we don't know that it happened for sure. None of us really know what truly happens. All we know is that we wake up every day and go to sleep. We go to work. We have jobs, or we hustle, or we drive our car, or we do whatever. We jog, we walk, we see homeless people, we don't see homeless people, we see car wrecks on the highway, we listen to the radio in our car or at work, or but we really don't know what's on the radio. We don't really know where it's coming from or how it's all put together. We do know, we do, but we don't. And how you harness energy. But then at one point, how you harness energy, how we harness energy. How is that possible? To really think about. Like, but what if it's always been here? But everything is energy, right?
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe everything is a conspiracy theory.
I don't think we'll find out everything about everything until we pass. Once we pass, I think we'll know everything.
Well, how do you know? How do you know that when you pass?
I said I think.
What if when you pass, you just go into another life? What about that? What if you go into another life when you pass? None of us really know. We don't know shit.
I said I think.
Yeah. None of us really know. We believe. We hope. But we don't know. We just know that we living. When you go to sleep, you have a dream. That's the way I want to go in my sleep. I'd rather go in my sleep than anything. That's the way I want to go, in my sleep. Let me go to whatever land in my sleep. Let me dream in. Let me, whatever. I guess, yeah. Well, that's the way I want to go. I think that would be the easiest way to go is in your sleep. Oh, yeah. That would be the best way to go.
But how will... We don't know nothing. Right. How about we just close up the show saying we don't know nothing?
Yeah.
And we don't know if we'll ever know anything.
We don't. None of us know. Yeah. What about that?
But I have to leave the show because I have things I have to do.
Do you shout out to what you thankful for?
Today's Memorial Day weekend. So shout out to all the members of the military, past and present. Okay. Thank you for their service. Small is 219, medium is 239, and large is 299.
Okay.
19. And go ahead, Kurt.
Alright, shout out to all the artists that send their music. Make sure you send your music to bhindtapsten@gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted tracks only. That's it. We don't take no links, no SoundClouds, none of that. Only MP3 formatted tracks only. Make sure also that you have your BMI or your ASCAP. Because you get paid for it. Yeah, that's what I said. You get paid for it. If the music get played on here, you're getting paid for it. What else? Shout out to everybody that are listening, that are download. Shout out to Niecy for supporting always. Shout out to my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to Delaware. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to St. Louis. Shout out to Dallas. Fonae. Shout out to France. Germany. Shout out to Jamaica, man. Shout out to all the Rubrian people. China. Russia. Ukraine. Shout out to everybody. Everywhere. We love you. We out.
Thank you.
I don't even talk or even listen. I don't even give it my attention. Nah, unless you throw a couple bands in it. Other than that, it's all about pain. If I had to come across that landscape, I get the money up front, that's a mandate. Stay official in the joint like a handshake. You know what it is? It's all about paper. Mad cow back in it. For the stretch, kinda cynic. Clever with the hustle, something different, authentic. Fuck the other shit that I don't need to do to mimic. To the moon, I'm beyond sky's limit. Interstellar with the grind, I get it. I can open up your eyes in 5 minutes. Kick the noodle to the curb for the super side lift. Light street fighting, I'm a beast, B blocker. I would stay quick with the hands, E Honda. Bicing up, I'm trying to see him in the comments. Have me eating in this bitch like a living Benny Honda. Keep in mind, on the grind, get the paper. Fade all the suckers down like a taper. Better do it now or regret the shit later. Get to come back, bite you in the ass cheek. Looked out good, shit changed since last week. People lurking in the cuts while your ass sleep. Trying to keep your momentum to the last beat. Fuck em, take off like the airport. Expand my regime like the airport. We can take this with the work, get airborne. Past is the past, that's what we leave it there for. I don't even talk or even listen. I don't even give it my attention, nah. Unless you throw a couple bands in it. Come across that landscape. I get the money up front, that's a mandate. Stay official in the joint like a handshake. You know what it is? It's all about pay. Damn, got drive in the race, pro circuit. Smoke the scene, run a rubber hose surface. Don't dwell if this shit is not working. It's a waste of my time, just to find it's not worth it. On to the next one, till I find the best one. Play that game like drums by Questlove. Not I, you will ever get the best love. Still be gone when the others tryna rest up. Hit or miss out, cold conduit. Adapt to the change, I do it. Yeah, hell and back, I've been through it. Going hard on everything, that's something that I've been doing. And go again, that's what men doing. And keep them other plans, that's what men showing. Don't associate myself with an informant. And to be a setback, I'm under being shoulders. Don't trick on these hoes, that's what I say. I get played by these hoes, nigga Rob K. She eating dick, you ain't even on the eye straight. All of your feelings, people looking at you sideways. On it, don't settle for the least. Close mouth, don't be so you better speak. Get it crackin' cause time don't cease. I don't even talk or even listen. I don't even give it my attention. Nah, unless you